We have been studying some lessons from the book of Luke, and tonight is I just wanted to reflect about communion as we come to communion this evening. So let me see if the, thank you. When in Ecuador, the people love football or soccer. Sometimes when I say football in America, no, that is soccer. Because for them, football is American football. They got it wrong. Maybe, you know, have to be football. And when I was, I don't know, I was a boy, we used to, in those years, Brazil was everything. It looked to me like they had magic in their, you know, the foot. And Pelé was something like really the king of football. And so I was amazed to see how they were involved with their national team in football. And that's the reason why I love, well, I love football as well. And I can tell how much they love football when you go to the stadium and sometimes you know somebody, or maybe football or basketball or baseball or you know, any particular sport. And then it's like they suffer a transformation. They get into the stadium, and sometimes I have friends that they were so calm, you know, peaceful, and suddenly their team was playing, and their enthusiasm, it was a different person. Their involvement with the team. But sadly, in the year 2014, it was the semifinal. It was Brazil versus Germany. So, oh, sorry, that's in Spanish. And I couldn't believe it. They were losing, not one, not two, not three, seven. And those are the faces I saw. Believe me, it broke my heart, because I follow them when they are playing. They were playing. Now, no way, we can do better than them. Okay. But what I try to say tonight is, as we come to the Lord's table, is our involvement. Are you inspired by the gospel? Are we, I don't know, these people, when they are playing, well, I don't have to tell you, you know. And sometimes people say, well, it's time to come to church. We are going to do something. Today, we will be reflecting about our involvement in the Lord's Supper. So today I have some verses. I think it's, yes, thank you. The Lord's Supper, on being involved. How we are involved when we come around the Lord's table. What it's all about. And let me read some verses from the book of Luke, chapter 9, verses 23 to 26. And this is Jesus speaking. Luke, chapter 9, verses 23 to 26. Then he said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save their lives will lose it, but whoever loses their lives for me will save it. What good it is for someone to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit their very self. Whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his glory and in the glory of the Father and he and the holy angels. And now the verse that we repeat and repeat when we have communion, for whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. What is our involvement when we come? Is just another religious duty? Is just another liturgy that we are to? It's because we have communion on the first Sunday in the evening and the last Sunday in the morning. Let us pray. And I invite somebody to lead us in prayer. as we want to reflect about our involvement as Christ's disciples. Somebody lead us in prayer. Amen. Thank you. In Luke chapter 9, verses 23 to 26, we only find one of many places in which Jesus told what it means to be involved. As one of his disciples, he often warned people to count the cost of such involvement. It's not just to wear a cross. It's not just to have a fish in our car, you know, cars or houses. Or, it's not that. Jesus warned his followers. He also warns against overlooking the cost of not being involved. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 32, Jesus said, "If anyone denies me, I will deny him or her." And Jesus warns against the high cost of non-involvement. On another occasion, Jesus remarked that those who were not with him, they were against him. The Lord's Supper speaks about our involvement. So today I just want to spend a few minutes reflecting upon these verses. And the first thing that we could see here is that the cross of Christ is God's involvement. Verse 23 of Luke chapter 9 says, "Then he said to them all, 'Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me.'" Jesus went to Gethsemane. He is the King of Kings. He is the Creator. He could have said, "God, my Father, I don't want to do this." But he says, "I'm going to do it." He has the right. He's the King. I said, "Not my will, but your will." And Jesus is saying to his disciple, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves." In that moment when Jesus went to the cross, he denied himself. He's the King of Kings, the Creator of the universe. He said, "I'm going to die for you all." He said, "In us, we are to take up our cross daily and follow him." Today, this morning, we were talking about character. Okay, we have a character in our lives. And sometimes we struggle in churches when people say, "This is the way I am." And they are so arrogant. And churches are divided, destroyed. And they put nightclubs in churches. And I wonder how many people were arrogant. Because they didn't want to be involved. They didn't want to take up their cross and follow Jesus. They want to do it their way. That's what Jesus is telling me. Telling you, what is your involvement? The Lord Jesus says that the cross reminds us that the Savior who is willing to become involved at the point of death can never be content with disciples who are uncommitted. The church will not grow. My spiritual life will not grow until I understand that the cross of Christ is God's involvement, and I have to take my cross. And I have to die every day to myself. The cross of Christ is God's involvement. He became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. The involvement of our Lord in the problems of the people found its climax at the cross of Calvary. He sent prophets. They didn't listen to them. But when he came, "I want to be involved." Are we willing to be involved? As you come to the Lord's table, there are areas in your life that you know, that you know that you are not involved. The second thing here is discipleship is our involvement. Whoever wants to save their lives will lose it, but whoever loses their lives for me will save it. somehow there is like a heresy around us that some people say that a person's soul can be saved without his or her life becoming involved in daily discipleship. It's okay. I attend, you know, I go to church. I help people. I help in the church. I am a good person. I was christened that day. I was baptized. I am a member of this church or another church. Are you involved? Are you a disciple? Am I a disciple? Discipleship is our involvement. Now, conversion is equivalent to involvement with Christ as Savior. This is why Christ said to his disciples, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is our way, and he wants to show us how to do it. When you go as a tourist to some places, and somebody says, how can I get from A to B? And some people say, okay, they say, you need to walk 2 blocks straight, and you have to turn right, and then you have to go up, and then you have to turn again, and they have to turn. We become lost. Maybe Magnus experienced when he was traveling to Canada. Jesus is not that. Jesus says, I'm going to be with you. And he showed us the way. He says, not my will, but your will, Father. Me as a Freddy wants to do something different. Why to lose my life sometimes, to waste my life with people who don't want to serve the Lord? But not my will, Father, but yours. I have a confession to make. I never wanted to do this. I saw my father cry many times. He's still a minister. And I said, I will not do that. I saw my grandfather suffering because of people in churches. I was running away, but I don't want to do my will. It's my father's will. Perhaps you are thinking, what's the point of serving God when I have so much hypocrisy in churches? But when I consider myself that sometimes I am a hypocrite, then I realize that conversion is equivalent to involvement with Christ as a Savior. He is my way. He wants to walk with me. He is the truth. He is my life. And maybe that's the same for you. The third thing here is that communion is a joint involvement. Genuine Christian fellowship is about koinonia, fellowship with God. 20 times in the Bible we find this word, this Greek word, koinonia. Thank you. Koinonia is in Spanish. In Acts chapter 2, verse 42, shall we turn to there? Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Somebody wants to read it? Yes. They were there learning the scriptures. They were there together around the Lord's table. They were there together in prayer. That is what we are to do. When we come around the Lord's table, koinonia. Oh, thank you very much. So I'm speaking Greek tonight. you see, it's an involvement, and Jesus did it for us. In believers in Christ are to come together in what? In love and faith and encouragement. When we come to the Lord's table, these people in Acts chapter 2, 42, they were encouraging together. And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. That is what we do. And when we come, we identify ourselves with the Lord. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26, the verse that we just read says that as often as we do this, we proclaim the Lord's death. This is what we believe, that when we come, we identify ourselves with whom? With Jesus, what he did for us. But there is something we need to be careful about it. What Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. When people see us, we are to show the way. But we need to be truthful. Remember this morning when I mentioned the King David, when he sinned and he didn't want to repent? In the same psalm, verse 6 says, you desire what? Truth. In the inward parts and in the hidden part, you will make me to know wisdom. That is when our communion, when we come to have koinonia with Jesus. But we need to be truthful. That's what God desires. We cannot have true communion with God. We cannot battle with the devil until we have girded our ways with truth. Truth. I am really a disciple of Jesus. Oh, I am a Christian. I'm going to church. But we need to be truthful. Koinonia. With him happen when we are truthful to him. What does Paul phrase say? Stand firm then in Ephesians 6:14 with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. What is the meaning? Paul always used this athletic language or metaphors or military background. You know, the soldier have to prepare, have to put the belt secure there to go and fight. We cannot fight until we are truthful. You're not going to stand to preach and to teach. Believe me, the devil could come and do something to you. He could destroy you in that moment. Because you or me, we are not truthful. We have something hidden in our lives. Then there is no communion with God. And that's the reason why more churches are closed. Christianity is dying. Apparently, will not die. Because the church, the gates of hell will not prevail. You know, his church is going to be, you know, there. But if we don't have communion or koinonia with Jesus, we cannot do it. No truth, no communion with God. No truth, no power over Satan. It's frozen again. No truth, no communion with God. No truth, no power over Satan. As simple as that. Involvement, we are to be involved as a way of reminder. The psalmist says, search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thought. Psalm 139, verse 23. We are to ask God to search our hearts. If we don't do it, the church becomes a library, a pub, social services, anything else. Because we don't have truth in our lives. Mental health experts tell us that willing to face the truth about ourselves is an important part of our growth towards maturity. And the same applies to the spiritual realm. How easy is to hide from the truth and imagine ourselves to be truthful when we are not? We have envy, hypocrisy, hatred, gossip, self-righteousness, etc. We are not truthful. We are not truthful. Simon Freud talks about understanding human personality. He says that the ego employs a range of defense mechanisms. You know, sometimes psychology says that people try to hide themselves using defense mechanisms. And they use a range of defense mechanisms. Denial, projection, displacement, regressions. All those defense mechanisms are there to hide ourselves from the truth. So you don't want to face the truth. And that's what people do in psychology. And then this says that in our lives, in order to grow, we need to overcome these defense mechanisms. You need to find our truth. And the moment we do that, we could grow and we are mature. But in Christian life, we have lying mechanism. We lie. Being in church is a dangerous business. And that is something we need to be careful. Young people, we are to be truthful. And that is the key for you to succeed in Christian life. For us as adults, that is the truth. Because if we don't do it, the devil is going to destroy your family. The devil is going to destroy our lives. The devil is going to destroy this church. Or perhaps, let's not say the church, the congregation. Because the church of God will be there. That's what Jesus says. And we have lying mechanisms. My friends, as we come to the Lord's table, how much are you involved? How much are we involved with Jesus? Certainly, when I saw that game, I was sad. I'm not Brazilian. Maybe I look like Brazilian, but I'm not. Because they are involved. Are you excited what is going to happen in this church? Are you excited about what God can do in you, through your life? Do you see that man this morning when Sarah showed us this video, this refugee person say, I have a purpose in life. You have a purpose in life. We have a purpose. God is going to use us. Oh, you cannot imagine how God can use you. It doesn't matter how old you are. Not to you. Or maybe it doesn't matter who you are. God can do wonders in our lives. But you know the key? We are to be truthful. As we come to the Lord's table, as we prepare ourselves, remember the cross of Christ is God's involvement. He died for you. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, died for you and for me. But discipleship is our involvement. We need to die every day. Hey, yes, that's your character. That's my character. I need to die. I need to take up my cross and follow him. And communion is joint involvement. Shall we read together these words in yellow? We can. We cannot do that. To say other things is a lie. As we come this evening, remember to ask God to search every single part of our lives and to find if there is something that is not truthful in our relationship with him.